You are listening to the Get Started Online Podcast, the best podcast delivering useful tips and strategies without the hype to help you start a business online. GetStartedOnline.net. Start your business online today. Now, here is your host, Eddie Sands.
This is episode number 44. Who are you attracting? Now, this episode is brought to you by GetStartedOnline.net. Start your online business today. What's going on, everybody? Happy Monday. My name is Eddie Sands. For those of you who don't know me, I've been involved with online marketing for now 11 years. Yeah, working from home, doing the affiliate marketing part. It's really interesting and exciting for me to live this lifestyle. But that's not the point that I'm doing this video, actually, that I'm coming here live to you. The point is that I, through the time that I've been through promoting and advertising and creating landing pages and all that cool stuff, I got frustrated. I'm going to tell you, I was so frustrated because I wasn't getting the results that I wanted. I wasn't making enough sales to even make a profit. Okay, and that got me frustrated. And I was very thankful and grateful to have met some mentors and friends of mine that taught me the importance of being clear about my solution and understanding who I'm talking to. You know, I was so frustrated. I thought it was just, you know, me putting a landing page and selling and leading people to it. And, you know, it's like a lottery, right? Like, okay, hopefully somebody lands. But no, it's much more than that. And again, I was pretty upset that I wasn't getting results like most of other people were. And what I want to do today is I want to give you a couple of things that help me to understand, have a lot more clarity on the people that I was talking to, okay, who I wanted to attract basically. And finding my ideal customer, you know, it was very, very important, and it was a turning point for me to understand how much better I could get by just building relationships, you know, and you can do that through online. So anyway, let me give you what I have today. So basically, there's one thing that you need to make sure you understand, that you're a marketer. You're in the relationship, building relationship business, okay? I know it's internet, right? But you still need to build relationship. So the one thing that I will recommend to you is, if you're not sure, if you're not clear about what is it that you bring to the market, to your market, like what solution do you bring to your market? If you're not clear about that, go and find some groups. That's number one. Groups on Facebook groups, for example, or forums. Okay, go find out what people are saying within your industry. All right, I'll tell you, that was one thing that opened up my eyes, and I stopped being frustrated, because you know what? I could control that. I could actually listen, of course, reading posts and messages. You know, I learned the words, the frustrations, the struggles that most of my market was going through. And it got me to think, oh my goodness, I need to make sure I deliver the right message or the right solution to help these people out. So again, that really helped me a lot. Finding out these groups, where they hang out in my market, find out who they are for you, and go listen. Go join in, all right, and listen to what they're saying. All right, number two, this is the cool little tool that it's free. And I was like, when my friend Joey showed me this, I was like, whoa, you know, like I never thought or heard of this before. But it's called answerthepublic.com. Answerthepublic.com. Go to that page, absolutely free. And get this, type in what you do, like your industry. So let's say an example, if you're in the health and wellness, you know, type weight loss, right? Let's say if you have a product for weight loss. If you're I don't know, selling insurance, then type life insurance or whatever it is that you want to type in your industry. And this webpage is actually going to give you what people are typing in, what people are searching, the specific questions that they're searching for an answer. It's really neat, all right? You got to go check it out. And again, answerthepublic.com. And I will tell you this. When I did that, those two things, just those two things alone, it helped me to understand more my market. It helped me to understand who I was communicating with. And my message got better and better and better. And get this, then I got more success. It was my message that was messing me up. I wasn't really clear about my solution that I was bringing to the market. And that got me frustrated. So that's what I wanted to give you guys today. Again, go look at groups, find out what people are saying about your market, and then go research a little bit more by going to answerthepublic.com. That is a great, great tool that you need to add to your box, tools in your box, right? To get what you want. Now, I'm gonna leave you with this. If you just liked this video and this information, if you enjoyed it, if you learned something, would you do me a favor? Maybe you know someone who needs to listen to this. Share it. That's all I will ask. Just share it. All right, guys. Talk to you later. Have an outstanding day. Peace.